Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We will hopefully be speaking to Amnesty International, the director of Amnesty International, rather, South Africa, Shanila Mohammed. We're hoping to speak to them in the next few moments to try and understand what the intentions of the Amnesty International report was. If we take a look at some of the reaction, the United States has rejected the accusations of Israel apartheid against Palestinians as being absurd. The U.S. ambassador to Israel on Tuesday rejected the new Amnesty International report charged Israel with apartheid, calling its central accusation completely absurd. The Americans said this is not language that we will have used and we will not use. Through the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden, although he has constantly spoken out against Israeli settlement activities and on other issues, it has also defended Jerusalem International Fora against what he sees as an anti-Israel bias. Speaking at a conference at the Institute for National Security Studies, this is what they said. Come on, this is the American ambassador to Israel. Come on, this is absurd. This is not language we have used and not language that we will. State Department spokesperson Ned Price said that the U.S. does not generally comment on reports by outside groups, but it rejects the view that Israel's actions constitute apartheid. That is what they had to say. The USA, the European Union and its member states, and the UK, but also those states that are in the process of strengthening their ties, such as some Arabs and African states, this is according to the report, must recognize that Israel is committing the crime of apartheid and other international crimes. That is according to the report. The Amnesty International called those actors to use all political and diplomatic tools to ensure Israel authorities implement the recommendations outlined in the report and review cooperation and activities with Israel to ensure that these do not continue to maintain a system again of apartheid. Ahead of the report, Israel called it false, called it biased and anti-Semitic, and said that it will be endangering the safety of Jews around the world. The rights group released the document despite calls from Israel not to do so. U.S. Jewish political groups and religious groups also condemned the report. The Jewish Democrat Council of America said clear messages from the Biden administration, the Amnesty report is absurd and we agree. Democratic Majority for Israel said on Tuesday, we don't know who needs to hear this, but Israel is the only country in the Middle East where Jews and Arabs govern together. AIPAC said Amnesty's true view is clear. Israel's original sin is that it exists at all. The Union for Reform Judaism strongly condemned the charges and says the report is replete with discredited and inaccurate allegations. Anti-Defamation League said that the report release that it demonizes Israel and seeks to undermine its existence as a Jewish state. The left-wing J Street organization also rejected the accusations of apartheid, but said the report does shine another bright spotlight on the injustice of Israeli occupation. J Street does not endorse the findings of the recommendations of the report, nor do we use the word apartheid to describe the situation on those grounds. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. That is the background. That is some of the reaction. Joining us this morning is Shanila Mohammed. She's Executive Director of Amnesty International South Africa. A very good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you for having me.
The reaction certainly from the Jewish communities around the world, from supporters of Israel, has been severe disappointment. My own reaction certainly matches that. And I keep wondering why it is that the report needed to use such emotive language that completely blurs potentially a discussion around the issue. Why couldn't the report, if there were incidents from Israel that Israel has enacted that were unacceptable to Amnesty International, why couldn't it go through those factually? Isn't it tantamount to somebody going to a taxi rank in South Africa and screaming racist? Someone is going to die and no one is going to listen to the facts around it. What was the point of this type of emotive report? Doesn't it discredit Amnesty International more than it does anybody else?
Well, you know, Amnesty International, you know, what we do is we document human rights violations, and we document them through the lens of the international legal framework. And so that's exactly what we did. We've done that in Myanmar. We've done that in Syria. We've done that in Iran. So what we've done here is no different to what we've done in other countries. And what we do is we look at the international legal framework, and we look at the violations that are happening on the ground, and we see whether the violations are actually crimes against humanity and whether they fall within the definition of international law. And, you know, this report took us 4 years. We don't take this lightly. It's not, you know, we're very responsible about the things we say. And so, you know, it took us 4 years to pull together. It's over 200 pages where we have documented cases. And our findings are really is that what is happening in Israel and what is happening in the occupied territory does fall under the definition of apartheid, under the as set out in the Apartheid Convention and the Rome Statute.
Right. And so, okay. You know, except of course that the Durban conference was completely hijacked by an anti-Semitic and an Israel bias. So in fact, what you land up doing is relying on. In fact, so this report as well will be relied upon by anybody who is looking for legitimacy to either harm Jews, which will happen. There's little doubt about that. As Jews, we've lived through this. We've lived through enough blood libels to appreciate where this goes. When my grandparents and great-grandparents were killed in Europe, it didn't start with concentration camps. It started with words, and it started with very cleverly crafted words that mobilizes people against Jews. And that's what this does. I don't believe that you labeled Iran apartheid. I don't believe that you labeled Syria an apartheid state. You might have documented some of the atrocities, and that is absolutely acceptable. But when you start using emotive language, that is most definitely a dog whistle and will be used against Jews and against Israel, then I believe that this no longer becomes a factual document, but rather becomes something that indicates your own bias, unfortunately, more than it does anything else. I'm very, very open. The reason that we're having this conversation is that I believe it's important to talk about some of these issues. But it's very hard to talk about it when somebody screams racist or somebody screams apartheid. What it does is it stops the conversation. What your report also didn't do is take into account that Israel experiences an existential threat. You don't take into account that the Hamas Charter talks about hunting down, or certainly did, hunting down every Jew from behind a rock where they are hiding and then would want to kill them. You don't talk about the atrocities of gay people in Gaza who are thrown from buildings. You don't talk about thousands upon thousands of rockets that are fired indiscriminately against Israeli civilians. In other words, you talk no context at all. You talk about it from 1948, but what happened in 1948 was the United Nations awarded both the Palestinians and Jews their states. It was rejected, and then Israel was attacked and was told that it was going to be annihilated. That's what the Palestinians were told as well. So on that, that's the basis that you completely ignore in that. You do not refer at all to the existential threat and behavior of any of the other parties that might give context to some of this. And I'm certainly not going to be able to defend every action of Israel. I've got no doubt that Israel is guilty of some of the allegations that you have included in the report. But by providing no context, by providing no legitimacy to Israel, by providing no history, and by throwing emotive words around, there is no way that Amnesty International thought that this could be a productive document, unless the point of it was to just continue to fuel an anti-Israel hatred in the world. Your response to that, please?
Well, you know, first of all, let me say that what happened to the to the Jewish community is horrendous. We will never, ever, ever, not defend the right of the Jews to self-determination and to have a home, and we have no problems with Israel labeling itself as a Jewish state. So for us, what happened to the Jews is something that we will fight against. And let me be very clear: we have also been very vocal in our attacks on the Palestinian armed groups and what they are doing. And we have been very, very vocal about the use of force, the use of what the armed groups do. So it's not correct factually to say that we are only focused on Israel. We have been speaking against the armed groups for some time now. This report was very much focused on what is happening against the Palestinians, and this is why the entire report focuses on that. So let's just look at.
Well, I get that. I understand that. Not every report can be about everything. I agree with that. A fair comment.
So I just wanted to also, we are not using emotive language. We are using the language of international law. So when we look at international law, a system of apartheid is an institutionalized regime of oppression and domination by one racial group over the other. It is a serious human rights violation and is prohibited in public international law. So we have done extensive research and legal analysis and carried out in consultation with external experts. And what we have found is that Israel enforces the system of apartheid against Palestinians through laws, policies, and practices which ensure their prolonged and cruel discriminatory treatment. Now, let's talk about the issue that you have raised about amnesty wanting to, make the situation for the Jewish people more dangerous. That is not what we do. So again, Amnesty is an anti-racist organization. We are not anti-Semitic. We would fight against that, and that accusation is false and baseless. So we oppose all discrimination, racism, hate crimes in all forms, including Jews or the people perceived as Jews. Our criticism of the Israeli government is based in international law and on evidence of the great harm and suffering that Israel's policies has caused to the Palestinians. Amnesty is criticizing the Israeli government, not the Israeli people or the Jewish people.
All right. Unfortunately, it's the Israeli people and the Jewish people who are going to pay the price, not for the actions of Israel, but for this type of report. Luba Mayakisa, one of our listeners, saying, your guest is less than honest. Their report on Yemen, Libya, Myanmar, etc. have simple, factual or descriptive titles, but the one on Israel is deliberately sensational. And that is, unfortunately, whether you deny that or not, unfortunately, that is the case, because screaming fire in a crowded restaurant is going to cause panic. Screaming apartheid, when you talk about a system of abuse, it's lovely language, but I could say that South Africa currently is an apartheid government. We've seen the abuse of foreigners in our country. We've seen people being dispossessed. We see people being denied medical care. South Africa is an apartheid government. So is America. It's just there's a systemic system that denies Mexicans the right simply to enter the country and to be part of it. They're being put into detention centers. You could argue that every single country in the world is apartheid, but it's a very, very unproductive discussion. Rather, we can talk about what is happening on the border between the United States and Mexico and what is happening with Zimbabweans in South Africa. That's a productive discussion. To label it something that makes people hysterical and builds up hatred towards a country, towards its people, and towards Jews around the world is, quite frankly, I believe, very, very dangerous. I know that you aren't the author of the report. I know that you are merely speaking about it in terms of what Amnesty International is doing. My concern is that Amnesty International has discredited itself more than it will discredit Israel or anyone else in this process. It is 8:46. I'm Howard Feldman. Unfortunately, we are out of time in terms of that interview. I'd love your reaction, please. That was Shanila Mohammed, Executive Director of Amnesty International South Africa. Good morning.